Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
All right, as far as injuries go, Becton left at the end of the first half with a shoulder. Willis had an ankle. And then really the only other two guys was Hogan. Kind of had a, he had a quad knee, and then Jordan had a shoulder, which really seemed like it was bothering him most of the game, but he stayed out there. Can't turn the ball over. We got to figure out a way to stop those guys.
Adam, can you just walk us through a little bit of what happened on those three Darnold interceptions, the pick six, the one in the red zone, and then the second pick six?
Yeah, I mean, the first one, I was excited that he went to Cager. He stuck with the progression. I got to go watch the tape and kind of see his release and, you know, not really sure what happened at the top of the route. You know, I thought he did a good job of coming back and getting us down the field and, you know, taking up that whole first quarter and putting us in the end zone. Red zone pick can't happen. The third one, I got to talk to him tomorrow and just find out kind of what was going on there.
Adam, you've been outscored by 57 points in these three games. I mean, how do you fix this?
Oh, we got to clean up the red area for sure. We can't drive down the field and not put it in the end zone. It seems like we start out the game and we stay in third and manageable. And then as the game goes on, we're in third and long. You know, it was tough running the ball once Beck left. That, you know, we lost a little bit with our run game there for sure. But I mean, we still had ourselves in a couple of good positions, and then we were kind of shooting ourselves in the foot with penalties.
Adam, a byproduct of start like this and even last season to some degree is, you know, there's been a lot of people calling for your job. Today there was a pregame report from ESPN from Mort about the fact that, you know, management and ownership is kind of looking at these next couple of games at you. How do you react to that, and how do you handle that?
I mean, I'm going to do what I always do, come back to work tomorrow and try to get things fixed. I mean, that's something I can't worry about. I got to focus on getting our guys right.
Coach, were any changes made last week that were implemented this week? Changes to coaching, responsibilities, anything like that?
No. Adam, what is the nature of Mekhi's injury and what's the prognosis?
They just told me he had a shoulder and he was out for the second half. I mean, we got minimum amount of time. Didn't really have time for a long discussion.
Adam, do you know if that's the shoulder that was bothering him during the week where he was limited on Wednesday?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
What's the most troubling aspect of all of this to you, of the way you guys played today?
The red area interception is the one that just felt like that's where things really started going bad for us. We're first and goal inside the 10. We got to score a touchdown there, and we definitely can't turn it over.
Adam, how much responsibility do you take for the start the offense has gotten off to this season?
Yeah, I mean, I run the offense. I mean, we got to play a lot better.
Adam, with the Darnold mistakes like that, he's talked about cleaning them up. You've talked about cleaning them up. Why do you think they keep happening?
I have to go back and watch this and just figure out, you know, and I got to talk to him too to find out, you know, hey, what were you thinking? What made you, you know, want to throw this type of ball or go to this side? So, you know, this is a lot of things that we're going to have to learn from this film for sure. I mean, you know, the biggest thing, we got a short week, so we don't have a lot of time to spend on this game, but we got to get ready for the next one. But, you know, we got to fix these, you know, red area turnovers for sure.
Do you feel that Sam is a better quarterback this year than he was last? And if so, why?
I thought we were trending in the right direction. You know, after last week, you know, we got to go look at this and figure out kind of what went wrong and, you know, figure out a way to fix it quickly. I thought last week he was very efficient. Everything was, you know, he was doing a lot of right, better than the week before.
Adam, on the red zone interception on Rhodes, it looked like a weird coverage. It looked like he dropped off the intended receiver and then he picked him up again. On TV, they said maybe he didn't even know what defense he was in at Rhodes. Could you describe what happened?
There looked like it would be there was going to be, we thought we knew what the coverage was, and then he ran down and grabbed Hogan, and then he fell back on a cager, but he took like an inside angle. Yeah, I don't know if there was a miscommunication on the motion for them or what happened with the DBs.
Adam, beyond just the offense, though, where do you characterize your responsibility really for just being outscored by, you know, almost 60 points in three games here at this point?
I mean, we haven't done a good job. I mean, we all have to do better. Coaches, players, myself, everybody. We gotta do a better job. We have to find a way to clean all the mistakes up and put ourselves in position to compete in a game.
We'll take a few more for Coach.
Adam, last week you said that it was time to put things in hyperdrive. Do you feel like you guys have made any progress over the past week, or is this, you know, kind of like...
I mean, when we're in practice, I mean, I feel like I see guys getting better. We're doing the right things. I thought this week was way cleaner in the execution of what we were doing play-wise. You know, we just can't make the mistakes that we're making. I mean, they're brutal mistakes that cost you games.
Adam, is this embarrassing?
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to go out there and get your ass kicked. I mean, it's frustrating. I'm frustrated for our guys, our coaches, but there's only, like, we're the only ones that can fix it. Like, we have to do it. We have to figure out a way to clean up all the things that aren't going right for us.
Adam, I guess the question is, like, why does this keep happening? Because it seems like a lot of the similar issues with not being competitive, again, being over in the second half. I mean, it was there in the opener, there in week two, and now it's here again in week three.
Yeah, I mean – We gotta play better. I mean, that's what it comes down to. I mean, we played three tough teams, and you know, we gotta play a lot better than what we did.
You said there's frustration on your end and from the players. Is what do you say to them after a performance like that?
Well, we got a short week, so I mean, really for us, it's, you know, guys that are banged up. We gotta get in the training room. We gotta recover as quickly as possible, and then we gotta move on to the next one. We got a very short period of time, so we don't have time to hang our heads and, you know, worry about this one too much. We got to get on to the next one and figure out a way to win a game.
We'll take one more for Coach.
All right. On the defense, I mean, you guys were such a good tackling team last year. It seems to be lacking this year. I mean, there's just so many missed tackles. I mean, do you kind of throw your hands up, or why do you think stuff like that is happening?
I mean, we just have to keep working on it. I mean, we're three games in the season. You know, I don't know. Maybe at the end of the year, you look at it and say, "Hey, preseason was that big of a deal?" And that's where you get most of your tackling kind of experience for the year, or where you're hardening up and you're getting used to doing that. And you know, unfortunately, we're going through this in season.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.